Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. If you listened to our show yesterday, you understand the importance of us being successful, not for ourselves, not that we can have false dependencies on money and security, but that we can rely on God and have God use us to further the kingdom, to proclaim the lordship of Jesus. And it just makes me so excited to come to the show every single day because we get to discuss topics and ideas and business and careers and all the different ways that God can be using us, setting us up to give us more talents, to give us more responsibilities when we are faithful with what we have. So that just makes this whole show worth it for me. I need to turn my phone off. Excuse me if you heard that. We are part of the CrossPolitic Network, which is soon to be the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, help us as we are rolling out new shows. Man, we just had such a great show a couple days ago from A.D. Robles. I hope you check that out. We have Campus Preacher talking about evangelism. That is a show that I am looking forward to just hearing what Keith has to say about evangelism and all the different contexts and how to evangelize and all the different contexts. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. If you put in HTBT, you get one of these awesome coffee mugs. On top of all the benefits that CrossPolitic, the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network is putting out, you get great content that's exclusive only to members. There's tons of stuff in the works to come out this year. I'm really excited about it. And you are helping us be successful. You're helping build support for our network and our shows so that we can continue to preach the gospel, continue to equip you to help you preach the gospel. So please, if you are not a member, pray about doing that. If you want to reach out to me for any crocheting, I don't know. Now, if you want to reach out to me with any show topics, if you have any suggestions or questions, please do that. I want to talk about the business plan for a second. It's been a couple episodes since I've done that. We are having a business plan contest, and this is being put on because I want you guys to be successful. I want you guys to take the next step of faith and start that business. Turn that idea that you have into a business, or if you have an existing business, then make sure that you are understanding and thinking through all the aspects of your business so that you can be more successful and that we can have more authority and that we can have more power with our influence, with our money. We can be influencing politicians to be upholding Christian values and to be establishing the lordship of Jesus, even in our government. So that is going to go until March 31st. You can submit it to me by email. I'll decide whoever has the best business plan. And then I'm going to give you opportunity to come on the show and discuss your business plan, to discuss your business, and give you basically free advertising for a whole show. I'm really looking forward to it because I know that a lot of you guys are working on this. You've talked to me about it. If you become a member using HTBT, I will give you free advice and work with you through the business plan so that you can have free inside tips on what I'm exactly looking for. And you'll also get a bunch of swag HTBT stuff. I'm still deciding what to put into it, but it's just going to be really cool. So check that out. If you have any questions about the contest itself, please email me, let me know. I'm also going to be talking about different segments. We've already talked about the marketing piece, which is what I would recommend starting with. And I'll be talking about all the other pieces of the business plan throughout the next couple months before it is due so that you kind of have an idea of what I am looking for. So check that out and please do that. Consider doing that. And also, if you are a career person and you're not looking to start your own business, although you should be looking for side hustles, you should be looking for ways to get income from other sources besides just your salary, you could do it on the company that you work for as well. That's a great opportunity to network and to meet new people in different departments. So that is something you should think about, even if you are not starting a business. So today we're going to talk about, yesterday we talked about why we need to be successful, and today we're going to talk about things to give up to be successful. I'm really excited about this. It's an article, I'll put it in the show notes. It's from it's actually a pretty liberal site, but it's a site where you can have ideas and discussions. called Medium. But this is, I thought this was a pretty good article, and they had a lot of great points, so we're going to talk about that. Before we do, check out our sponsor for the month, 24/7 QBO. They offer white glove customer service for your QuickBook needs. If you're looking to start that company, if you're trying to figure out how to fill those gaps in your business plan, and you just need help with your accounting needs, with your QuickBook needs, these guys are QuickBook experts. And let me tell you, when you have your QuickBooks working and doing everything that it's designed to do, it makes life so much easier. You get valuable, precious time back that you don't have to worry about. And what is time worth to you? If you're like me, time is the most valuable thing because it is scarce. You have so many things to do in a day, you never get through them all, and you're always rolling those tasks over to the next day. And this could be a way for you to get white glove customer service, customer care, the top of the line care, and for you to save time. And what better value is that? So go check them out. You can click the link below in the show notes. Give them a call before you even order and just talk with them and let them tell you why you should be part of their service and that you should get it and just get a taste of that white glove customer service. Okay, so this article that we're going to get into today is 13 things you should give up if you want to be successful. And right off the beginning, right off the top, I'm going to divert from the 13 things and add one of my own. And this is something that I learned when I was bartending back in the day. I was bartending at a 5-star resort, and this was like one of the top of the line, think Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, the Montage, those kinds of places. It wasn't one of those, but it was one that was owned by a private company. And they have just a couple hotels. It was in Southern California. It was one of the most exclusive places in all the world, really. I mean, it was in smack dab in the middle of where the most millionaires live in the world. I mean, if your house didn't have an elevator, it was rare. Like, these houses were 3 stories. They had driveways that spun around so you could show off your cars. It was insane. And it was on this big hill that overlooked the ocean. And this golf course was amazing. I mean, the houses were like $30, $40 million on the golf course. I think I saw some that were like $100 million. Really nice houses, like the highest class of people, right? I mean, the service was like synchronized and all these things. And I really learned a valuable lesson there because I grew up, as I've shared before, my father is a construction worker. And we come from that kind of class, right? Or the working class. And I never had interactions with really wealthy, high-off, privileged people. I mean, when you think of white privilege, these are the people. And not that they were all white, actually. But just like if you would think about all the people the socialists attack and all those crazy lefty loons attack, like these are the people. And when in fact, they are those people. A lot of those rich people are lefty loons. Imagine that. But what I learned is that I don't need to have a stigma or have preconceived notions about who I am and my status in life and who they are and think that there's this bridge that can't be crossed. And this was huge for me to realize because I almost had a little bit of that victim mentality myself where I'm like, oh, these people are so much better than me. They have such better life. They were so well off. They're the trust funds. Like, who am I to talk to them? But what I realized in that job is they love people that talk to them like everybody else. Because those rich people, like the super rich people, have people kissing their butts all the time. So if you could do what the Bible says and not be a respecter of persons because of their class, because of their wealth, and you could just be yourself and talk to them, you are going to be so refreshing to them that they are going to love to talk to you. And what ended up happening was when I started doing this, I had people requesting me in like private bartending rooms in like their exclusive parties. If they were there for the summer at the resort, they would just have me be their server and like their personal attendant because they loved talking to me and it was refreshing. They didn't have someone that was sucking up to them and hoping to get money. that it was just somebody talking to them like one-on-one person. And it was because I was able to put off that mindset that I was disadvantaged compared to them. And I want you to do the same. I want you to stop thinking of wherever you are in life that you are not advantaged and you don't have the right to talk to a certain class of people. You don't have a right to start a business, that you don't have the ability to go get your master's degree. Whatever you think God is calling you to, that is enough. And people aren't as judgy, and they are not going to be as exclusive. They're not going to reject you like you might think they would. Just give it a try. Go in with confidence and not think of yourself as like a second-class citizen. And that's going to get you a long way. Take it from me, from experience. I did it. And it paid off, and I made really good relationships for people all over the world, because of people, like rich people from all over the world came to this place. And it was just a great experience. I got to meet some really great people. Like, they're not all evil villains that's like, don't talk to me, I made a millions. A lot of them are really cool people. So don't miss out on opportunities because of that perspective that you're not good enough or that you're not privileged like some other people are. But you are privileged because you are in Christ, and that's all you need. So let's actually get into the list that I planned on. What are we, like 11 minutes in? Let's get into the list that I actually wanted to talk about today. And these are really good points. I really love them. So the first one is, these are 13 things you should give up to be successful. Give up on the unhealthy lifestyle. And they have the points of, you need to get your sleep. You need to eat right. You need to exercise. And these are important, not just because of what the health benefits are physically, but you are going to be mentally sharper. You are going to think clearer. You're going to come up with new ideas. You're going to be more innovative when you are sleeping enough, where you're not tired and groggy, where you're eating healthy, where your body that God created is going to be able to take the food that He created and use it to its optimal level. That means not being dependent on sugar. Sugar is like a poison. I'm not going to get into it because it's not a health show, but if you could just cut off sugar and eat right, eat healthy, eat your fruits, eat your vegetables, you know, like that Brick House nutrition ad I used to always do, something like that. Eat your meats, cut down on the sugars, you are going to have more energy, and of course, working out. Now, the first couple days, if you haven't worked out, you're going to be exhausted, you're going to be sore, and it's not going to feel good, and that's going to lead us to a point later. But when you are consistent and you stay with it, you're going to find that your body is going to rise to the occasion and give you more energy. It's going to produce more energy for yourself. So you're not going to be as tired. You're not going to be as sluggish throughout the day. So focus on those three things. The second one, I love this one. I love this one, especially in the business context. Give up on the short-term mindset. Stop putting out individual fires and start thinking long-term, strategically. Be doing things today that is a first step of part of a long-term strategy to get a long-term goal. If you don't have a long-term strategy, if you don't have a long-term vision, check out previous shows where we've talked about it, then you're just going to be running around with your head cut off. You're going to be going 1,000 different ways. You're not going to be improving. You're not going to be making life easier and easier. If you are doing things right, you should be setting yourself up. You should be learning skills. You should be making moves in your business. You should be positioning your business in ways that you are going to optimize the capital that you have. You're going to optimize the resources that you have, where things should be getting easier and easier, where you can start hiring people and start delegating resources, where you can be getting vendors and building relationships, where you don't have to spend so much time in sales because you have recurring customers. Be thinking about those things and where you want to go and have those goals to do that. All right, man, we got to keep going. But think about that in your personal life as well. Give up on playing small. And they talk about just a couple paragraphs on not thinking big. And I love that because God wants us to think big. We've talked about that again before, that God wants to use us in amazing ways that we can't take the glory for and that He gets all the credit. So start thinking about ways that you can go big. Go big or go home. Don't go home, just go big. And then give up on your excuses. This is one that really determines success versus people who play the victim card. is when you own things, when you own responsibility for what you need to own, and we see this in the Old Testament with the prophets, we talk about it on Cross Politic, is when you take responsibility for yourself, that is when God starts giving you more and more responsibilities, because you're owning things and you're being responsible and you're starting to correct things that need to be corrected. And you're taking responsibility. You're not passing the blame. You're not expecting someone else to stand up and be a man or be a woman of God, but you're taking responsibility. So stop making excuses. And there's always like that, oh, well, I'm not making an excuse. I'm just explaining myself. Just own it and fix it. And even if you're in a career, your bosses are going to love you. If you never make an excuse and you just own it and say how you're going to fix it, oh my gosh, you're going to make your boss's job so much easier. You're definitely going to get promoted. Give up on the fixed mindset. This is another great one. Don't think that your life is static. And that what I mean is people are just born smart and that's just how they are. Or people are just born athletic and they're athletic. Or people are just born knowing everything about business and I don't. But it's a journey and people need to be constantly learning, constantly improving, constantly putting in the blood, sweat, and tears. And don't think that the successful people don't do that as well. They're not just born magically NBA players. But they have worked on it and they've shot multiple basketballs. They have run, they've conditioned, they've worked out, they've coached, they've got lessons, they've got private lessons, they've got all of these things and they're playing night and day to work at it. And you need to think about that with yourself. Is if you don't like where you're at, if you don't think that you have the resources or the knowledge, then start improving on it just with baby steps. Think big and have small, reasonable goals to attain those. We have a great show on how to set good goals, the SMART goals. Check that episode out as well. Along with that, give up, number six, give up believing in the magic bullet. There's not gonna be an easy answer, and if anyone is telling you that, they're selling you something. Give up on perfectionism. Perfectionism is terrible because nothing is perfect in this world. Don't sacrifice good quality. You should pursue perfection, but know that you're never going to attain it, and that's okay. And don't be scared to put out a product just because it's not perfect. If it's good, if it's great, especially when you compare it to other competitors, then it's good enough. Don't waste all your money trying to make something perfect. It's never going to be. Don't waste all your time. Don't put off a business for several years because you're just waiting for the perfect moment. It's not going to come. Give up on multitasking, because you may be able to do multiple things, but you're never going to do multiple things well at once, especially in business. It's like a rare thing, and I don't even think most people that do it successfully, quote unquote, do it well. The best CEOs, the best leaders, the best business entrepreneurs are the ones who have one focus. They are able to hone in and spend their time and know every detail of what they are doing in an expert way. So that's number eight. Number nine, give up the need to control everything. We've talked about that kind of with delegating. Number 10, give up on saying yes to things that you don't support your goals. Your time is valuable. We were just talking about that earlier. If it doesn't fit in with your goals, don't do it. Learn how to say no. That is a really hard lesson for some people, but you need to do it. It's a way to steward your time and the resources that God has given you by being able to say no. Give up on toxic people. Be around people that are going to encourage you. They're going to call you out when you need to be called out. That's not a toxic person. But the toxic person is the one who's always negative. They're always trying to distract you from your goals. They're always telling you you can't do it. They're people trying to tear you down to tear you down. Get rid of those people. Don't have them in your life. And give up the need to be liked. And I love that because that's something that Jesus tells us. Like, why? Don't be surprised when people hate you on my account. Because they hated me. So as Christians, we shouldn't even be worried about that at all, but it's amazing how we just need to be liked and we feel that we need to do things to be liked. So those are 12 things that, well, actually 13 with the one I added. I hope those are helpful to you. I hope that encourages you to start that business plan, to start that business. We need to be successful, guys. We need to start doing it. The time is now. We're in a war. Lives depend on it. We need to proclaim the gospel. We need to become influencers in our areas, in our business, in our careers, wherever God has called us. If you have any questions, comments, reach out to me, matthowtobuildatent.com. You can email me or you can find me on social media sites at How to Build a Tent. Please give me a follow, like, share the show. We are live stream 12 p.m. every weekday. on the Cross Politic channels. All right, we'll talk to you next week, where we are going to start talking about investment. I've had a lot of requests for investing, so we are going to do a series about investment. So that's what we're going to have next week. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we will talk to you next week. God bless.